Hello, my love. Happy holidays. Oh my goodness. I am definitely getting in the holiday spirit, and I wanted to pop on and be here with you on the journey. So thank you so much for being here and just absorbing kind of like whatever it is you're meant to hear during this time. I am just off the heels of a super fun podcast that I was just on, and I'm just so loving the female connection. So I do want to start out by saying, if you have a podcast and would like me to be on it, please feel free to email my team questions@divineliving.com. Pitch yourself, tell us all about yourself, your podcast, why you want to have me on. My team will be selecting a few people where I will be able to be a guest on your podcast in early 2022. So get those submissions in, and we can put a few details in the show notes for that as well.
You've gotten great at divine working, but what about divine living? Welcome to the Divine Living Podcast. I'm your host, Gina DeVee. You're not alone in wanting more. And here at the Divine Living Podcast, you can expect to be part of conversations from women like us who unapologetically dream big and are obsessed with manifesting our most fabulous lives. The conversation starts now.
And I wanted to come on to just be in like the present moment with you in terms of holiday stuff. And my darling husband, Glenn, is on another cleanse. And you would think that I would be excited about this. And I am super proud of him. He went on a cleanse right after Thanksgiving. And then we had like some family birthdays, so we celebrated that. And now he's on another cleanse before we leave to go on a cruise for the holidays. And I'm so proud of him. I am. He's losing weight. He's getting healthy, doing the detox thing, all that good stuff. And I'm bored out of my mind. I was supposed to join him, and I had every intention of doing so. And we often usually do our cleanses together. And I was just like, you know what? I'm in Miami. It's not snowing. We're moving right after we get back from the cruise. So we didn't do holiday decorations. I'm like, I haven't even had an eggnog latte yet this year. Like, it doesn't feel like the holidays. So I'm like, no, I'm not doing the cleanse. And so I've been having some fun cooking and making some just yummy recipes. I'm back in my workout program. So I'm like, I'm complete with that. I do my intermittent fasting, but you know, come 6 o'clock or so, I have given myself full permission. I have been enjoying a dirty martini. I gotta say, I'm getting really good at making them too, by the way. And some kind of just scrumptious meal. And so letting myself really treat myself that way. So that's been fun. And I'm just like so surprised as I'm winding down the year. There's just so much to do, right? Like what just decisions and program things and setting stuff up for the new year and making sure the Q Club has everything and just even, the arrangements. Like, you know, I thought like, oh, we're going on a cruise. There's nothing to do. But it's like, well, if you want to do anything when you disembark, there's reservations. And kind of all the things, just like finishing up some client stuff this year, getting going with new client stuff next year. And yet I have been more peaceful and more relaxed in this holiday season than ever. And I have to give the hugest shout out to my most amazing, greatest team on earth. I mean, I would not be able to be doing this podcast right now, do what I do for the people in my world, be at peace without Jeremy, my amazing executive assistant, and Christy, my amazing copywriter, and Courtney, the most incredible director of operations, and Jeff, programming, video, creative director, and Ron on graphics. It's just Blaze on video editing. I just feel so, so grateful that these incredible humans are so A+, so full of excellence, so stellar. which is then letting me actually get things done and be in my zone of genius. I'm terrible at details, logistics, anything technical. Anyone who knows me knows that. And so I just jump on Voxer and I'm like, hey, Jeremy, we need this workout schedule and we need that client situation and we need, like, you know, just all the things. And I just believe that there's too many women out there that are not giving themselves the gift of support for one reason or another. Like, you have some psychological hang up about it, like, no, you should just do it. Or you have a money story thing about it, like, no, you shouldn't spend the money. Or you have a different money story thing about it, like, well, that sounds nice, Gina, but I don't have the money and all the things. And I was talking to a friend of mine recently, and I have been begging her to get the support, begging her to get the support. And I see how frazzled she is, and she's trying to handle her own calendar and run errands and do all these things. And finally, she invested in herself and got the support also. And she's like, oh my gosh, Gina, like, life is, it's like, last week was so easy. And I'm like, right, right, right. And so I just wanted to put this out there that for all of us that have these big visions and big ideas and particular zones of geniuses, you know, if you're like me and you are a piler and not a filer, get someone who, like, Jeremy's brain functions in such a linear way, and so does Courtney's, where it's like, I mean, they're awesome and amazing, so don't take this out of context, but they're like human computers. Like, you can just input things and it comes out like in an organized way that actually makes sense, and nothing gets lost or double booked, or like, they're amazing. They don't even let me touch my calendar. They don't let me touch my calendar, which I'm thrilled about, because now that I have learned how to plug my microphone in and hit record on, what is this, QuickTime Player, I'm great, because then I get to come and hang out with you and share with you what I'm learning and the cool new people I'm meeting, like the awesome podcast that I was on today. This, you know, the podcast world is just so cool. It's, there's no way we can actually know all of these amazing humans. And there's like super famous humans that have like huge fan bases and followings and have been on TV. So if you don't know Elena Davies, she's got a fun podcast. It's called Miscellaneous. And she is just her own person. That much I will tell you. And it was a really fun podcast to be on today. And the piece that I just really want for you is to take a look at what areas in your life are you available to get just a little more support, like wherever you're at, and or maybe it's a lot more support. Just depends on where you're at in life and what season you're in and what kind of support you need. You know, do you need to support yourself just by taking a half a day to get yourself organized, like put your bills on auto pay or put certain groceries or drugstore items on auto ship? It's like, is that going to be your assistant, you know, kind of the automation world? Or are you a mom that could just really use some help with having someone drive the kids around for sports practices or holiday stuff or play dates or any, you know, any of that? Or is there a private chef or a food delivery program where you're just like, you know what, let me just go order from whatever, HelloFresh or Plated or any of, you know, or hire the chef, the private chef, to drop off food or come and make food for you, like whatever your thing is. Are you like a solopreneur trying to do everything in your business and you're going on Canva and doing your graphics? There's cool graphic designers out there. Or are you trying to handle your calendar and your schedule? There's people that have a more linear brain than you, chances are. And so I think that as we really, really move into this new world where the world is opening up, it's up to us women to be available for a much bigger purpose and a much bigger calling. And no one is going to fully be living that out if you are changing every diaper, doing every dish, answering every email. And it was interesting, I've got a couple of private clients that I absolutely love, love, love. And I was going to reach out to them to see if they wanted to book anything in before the end of the year. And it was just like, no, like that's what I have an assistant for. So I got on Voxer and I was like, hey, Jeremy, please reach out to so-and-so and so-and-so and see if they want a session. Like, it's like, let me coach them. That's what they want from me. They don't need me to be their scheduler. And then, and also my team doesn't need me to be the bottleneck. And then if they do get back to me, but I am busy coaching someone or doing a podcast, then it can't get scheduled because I'm here and no one's handling the schedule. Jeremy's on top of the schedule. It's amazing. So this is what I want for you, what I want you to start thinking about. And for those of you that are working with mentors, like talk about this with your mentor. Really get yourself set up for success. The biggest thing that I'm doing as I'm winding down this year is closing out. Like I can't tell, like Glenn even came in today and he's like, okay, had a meeting with the team. Here's the direction we're going to be taking Divine Living to. I was like, I so badly want to be in that conversation also. Trust me, I do. And I'm in my office. I have boxes on the floor and around. My closet is like halfway, looks like a cyclone went through it because I'm like half packing, half not, half still here. I've got 285 emails in my inbox, which is unheard of for me. I used to have a habit where I would not let there be more than 5 emails in my inbox. Like, it is time for me to complete and close out and like get my stuff ordered, get my stuff crossed off the list, get myself dialed in, get myself organized. And that's the gift I'm giving to myself this holiday season, in addition to the Hendrix martinis and whatever it is I'm going to be cooking tonight while Glenn is still on his master cleanse. Like I'm working to have my mind be present so that I'm not jumping ahead and that I'm completing. Because when that fresh new year comes in and starts, I don't want any of these open loops. You know, I've been reaching out to a couple of people where we've got some unfinished business with, and it's like, I'm going to close that out this year. It's like, so if you're listening to this podcast, people, answer me, Voxer me back, email me back. I've got stuff to close out and seal up and complete. And it's like those open loops are just such energy drains, aren't they? So I'm going to make this a short and sweet podcast today, but I wanted to pop on here to share a little bit about where I'm at and what I'm doing to really empower myself. And that is to let myself have amazing support. And if you don't yet have that support in your life, just know that that is totally available and get clear on what the position is and just start with one. What's like one position is going to free up 10 hours a week for you. Is it admin? Is it childcare? Is it personal stuff? Is it professional stuff? Like what is that? Because queens really need to have space for all this new beautiful stuff that's about to come in, And I want you to like throw stuff out, get rid of clothes, clear out, delete emails, unsubscribe. I was doing a bunch of that earlier as well. And sometimes when I'm too busy to like figure out where all the things are to like click and unsubscribe them, I just forward it to Jeremy and I say unsubscribe and she handles it for me. So give yourself the gift of like literal clarity. Clear out the clutter. Clear out the noise. Clear out the undone stuff so that, you know, in just a couple of weeks when we are ushering in that beautiful, glorious, fresh slate of a new year, that you will be so proud of yourself that you have these tasks just handled, crossed off your list, like in your mind and heart are clear, so that you can dream bigger than ever before, and you can think bigger than ever before, and you can play bigger than ever before. And the first week of January is not here yet. It's not here yet. So let's get today being so powerful on what today is meant to be about. All right, my loves. And so, speaking of, if you are going to be setting yourself up for just a really powerful, powerful new year, I want to invite you to the Divine Direction Domination Program that my dear friend Danelle Delgado and I are hosting. And it is just a powerhouse of 90 days of us training you to create brand new dominant thoughts. that will create the reality of your dreams. That's right. You know, we know that our thoughts create our lives, that our thoughts create our reality. And I've been doing so much inner work in studying the science, the spirituality, the feminine perspective on manifesting so that it's not just hustle and massive action. There are appropriate strategies, and there's definitely inspired action that gets to be taken, but it won't work if you haven't created the new dominant thought. So if you're wondering, like, what is the business psychology of super successful women? It is that women who have created dominant thoughts around worthiness, around beliefs, around certainty, around receiving, this is what I desire for you. So if you want to come join us, check it out at divineliving.com/domination. This is going to be limited to about 35 women only. So it's a super small group. It's a really elite mastermind where we're going to be working with your wealth consciousness, your psychology, your self-worth, your emotions to get really clear on you being worthy of the life of your dreams. It starts out with a one-day virtual retreat in January. Then it's going to be weekly calls alternating with Danelle and I. You get the best of both worlds with us. You get the inner game with me. You get the outer game with her. And then we are finishing it up with a super glamorous, sexy retreat at the Ritz-Carlton in Cancun, right on the ocean. So Ritz-Carlton, Mexico. Yes, queen. Yes. So like I said, the women that came to our Divine Direct event in Miami, a bunch of them signed up already, so there's not even a full 35 spots left. Go get yourself registered. That's one thing that you can just cross off your list. If you're like, what am I doing with my life? What are my goals? How am I going to get there? All that stuff, you don't have to think about it. Just go get yourself registered at Divine Direction Domination so that you are with two, not one, but two world-class mentors. You're with a super elite exclusive group that's not too big and not too small, just right, about 35 of us, where we're going to take you on this 90-day immersive journey. The women who have signed up already are super, super powerful. One of them just sent me a DM. She's crossed seven figures. She's so proud of herself. I mean, others are just incredible, incredible women in this program. Some people are starting out, so don't compare yourself. Just know that if you're drawn to me and my message and you've seen the beautiful work that Danelle does in the world, come join us. And just get that piece crossed off your to-do list. Like, what am I doing and who's going to help me and who are my people and who am I going to surround myself with? You want to surround yourself with big thinkers and women who are really claiming their worthiness stuff and going for it in a big way. And that's what this group is about. So divineliving.com/domination. It's not about massive action. It's about creating the new dominant thoughts, the new dominant thoughts that you desire to create your reality so you can attract in all of your good. All right, my sweet. Well, happy, happy holidays to you. And as always, I'll be looking for you on Instagram. DM me, let me know how you are doing. And if you need a great, great holiday present for anyone, you know, The Audacity to Be Queen. It's number 3 on Audible right now, but you can get some in the hard copy book, Kindle or Audible. So I know that book has been a blessing in many of your lives, and you can bless others with it as well. Mwah! Until next time. All right, my beautiful. I hope that you have loved this episode and it has been a blessing in your life. And if you could use a little extra love and support in sisterhood, I want to invite you to join me in my global community in the Audacity to Be Queen free companion course. This is completely free. And when you go to divineliving.com/audacity, you're going to get meditations, you're going to get videos, you're going to get workbooks, you're going to get Q&A call replays with me. It's just a whole bunch of positive programming completely for free. I want to make sure that you have this love in your life. So go get it now at divineliving.com/audacity.